We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, December 8th goes to Anaya Peterson. She is a law student and mom of five who decided to tattoo her eyeballs blue and purple. I know. I came in hot. Okay, it's the world we live in. 2022 going into 2023. I don't know how we got here, but I'm telling you, social media is to blame. I just know it. See, this lady was inspired by Amber Luke. Let the record show, I have no idea who Amber Luke is. Had no idea who she was before this story. But apparently, she's an Australian model who got her eyeballs inked blue in 2019. And then she went temporarily blind for 3 weeks. Okay? Now, this is what I don't understand about the species that we call nigger sapiens. Okay? I'm trying not to say that word, so I'm saying the scientific term. Okay, the scientific term is nigger sapiens. How come nigger sapiens don't learn from the mistakes of others? Okay, I understand this woman, Amber Luke, is an influencer, but influence works both ways. You can be influenced to do smart things, and you can be influenced to do dumb things. In this case, Anaya was influenced to do something dumb. But the reality is she shouldn't have been, because Amber did that, so you don't have to go through that, Anaya. Okay? You saw that Amber temporarily went blind for 3 weeks, but yet you still thought going to get your eyeballs tatted blue and purple would be a good thing. Now, let the record show, Anaya is 32, and she also has a tongue split and face tats, so she's into this kind of stuff, clearly. But what bothers me the most about this story is Anaya seems to be a glutton for punishment. See, Anaya got her right eyeball tatted blue in July of 2020, and despite dealing with headaches and dry eyes as part of the healing process, she decided to get her left eye dyed purple in December of the same year. She went months without complications, but she woke up in August with swollen eyelids. Please do yourself a favor and go Google these pictures, okay? You have to see the pictures. She looks like she had an allergic reaction to everything. I mean everything. Pollen, insect bites, shellfish. I mean, she looks a lot like a float at the Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving. Now, the swelling continued to get worse and worse, and just when she started to look like Martin Lawrence after he fought Tommy Hearns, she checked herself into the hospital A&E ward because the prescribed antibiotics she was on did nothing to reduce the severe inflammation. Now, what makes this situation even worse is that one of her kids, a 7-year-old named India, told her not to do it because she would go blind. Come on. Anaya, listen to me. God was speaking through your 7-year-old, okay? 7 being the divine number of God. God was speaking to your 7-year-old, and you didn't listen. This is why a not-so-wise man who's now a Nazi once said, listen to the kids, bro. Okay, I promise you, I listen to my children. We should listen to our children because children are still pure, all right? They just got here, so they still closer to God, okay? Life hasn't jaded them like it's jaded our old asses, all right? They still connected to that spirit. So if your kids tell you something, you should listen. But Anaya, as I read more on this story, I realize you don't listen to nobody, all right? You don't even listen to the inner voice in your head, which is also God talking a lot of the times. God just not loud, okay? She whispers, and she don't repeat herself. So I'm sure God told your silly ass not to get your eyeballs tattooed, but you didn't listen. And God only said it once in a whisper and didn't repeat herself. Then she spoke to your child. You didn't listen. And then that other voice got louder and louder in your head, and you thought that's the voice you should listen to because that voice is loud and repeats itself like the good brother Dr. Umar. Donations, donations, donations. Tattoo, tattoo, tattoo. Your eyeball, that is. Do you know Anaya told the Daily Mail that she was just going to get one eye tatted at first? Because in her words, I thought that if I go blind, at least I've got the other eye. I should have stuck with that. Nigga sapien, no. Okay? I'm not trying to give up nothing God gave me. You willing to sacrifice an eye for cosmetic reasons? You know how many blind people out here it is who wish they had one good eye to see? Do you know how many people out here who have one good eye who wish they had both eyes so they could have a pair of eyes? But you was willing to risk going blind in one eye just to get your eyeballs tatted? Oh, well, ask for it and you shall receive. Anaya, why would I ever want you to be my lawyer when these are the kind of decisions you are making? Why? Not to mention, she says, if I could go back in time, I would have done one black tat on my eyeball and left it. No, Anaya, no. Mm-hmm. If you could do it all over again, you shouldn't want to do it at all. Okay, Anaya says she tells her daughter not to care about the opinions of other people. She says she tells her daughter not to care about the opinions of someone else because they're just ordinary people like you. But no, Anaya, no. You should care about other people's opinions, especially if people are saying, in my opinion, you should not get your eyeballs tattooed because you could go blind. Please give Anaya Peterson the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
I hope it's only temporary.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what makes people wake up and say, I want to tattoo my eyeball.
Well, in this case, it was this influencer, Amber Luke. So, you know, once again, I'm telling you, social media is to blame, man. Social media is ruining our cognitive abilities. We don't even realize it.
I just think it's just stupid people.
Well, that's what Donkey of the Day is for, to give stupid people the credit they deserve for being stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.